Hi, this is Jesse Rich, your friend and partner and co-laborer together with Christ in reaching New England for Jesus Christ. I've just taken some time out to read you some scriptures from the Word of God and from some different translations on divine healing. I think it's very important today that people get a hold of the Word of God. In fact, I believe it's the most important thing a Christian can do is take time out every day to meditate upon the Word of God. The Lord said this in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. He said, "My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes, keep them in the midst of the heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh." And the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Spirit of God, said, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." And so you may be sick, and you just need to have some healing in your life. Well, it will come by hearing the Word of God. Or you say, "Brother Rich, I've got good health." Then keep on hearing the Word of God. Every day, feed your faith, because God's Word is medicine to all your flesh. Jesus said that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. And I want you to take time out every day to listen to this tape over and over again. In fact, it'd be good that at night when you go to bed and you retire for the day, that you turn that on and you fall asleep listening to this cassette tape, because it will feed your spirit and it will remind you that healing and health belongs to you. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. "What, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have God and not of your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So it's our responsibility as believers that we take care of our spiritual man, and we also take care of our body. We're the caretaker, the gardener of this body, and we're to watch out over it and be a good steward over it. And so let's dig into the Word of God. Memorize these scriptures. Quote them every day. Like God told Joshua, "Don't let the word depart out of your mouth." And then James told us, it's not just good to be hearers of the word, but we also need to become doers of the word and act on the word of God. Begin to, if you're sick, begin to see yourself restored to good health. No matter what kind of difficulty you may be going through emotionally or physically, God's word has healing power in it. The anointing is always on the word of God, and the anointing is upon the minister to minister the word of God. And so I want to encourage you to listen to these scriptures, the word of God, every day. Get the faith juices flowing in your spirit, man. Now, let's just pray and just believe God for healing your life and for good health in your life. Heavenly Father, I pray for my dear friend and partner. And Father, you've called us together to get this message out. And Father, I thank you right now for restoring her health and causing them to always have good health so they can work long for the Lord Jesus Christ. You promised us 70 or 80 years, and by reason of strength, we can even live longer. And so I thank you right now for restoring her health and helping them maintain their health. For you said you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Now, as we read these scriptures, let's go along together. Quote them along with me, and also just quietly meditate upon them in your quiet time with the Lord. And begin to thank the Lord every day for restoring your health and for giving you good health. Every day I thank the Lord that He's my great shepherd. He provides all of my needs. And also that He's my great physician, that He took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses, and with His stripes we are healed. And together you and I can enjoy the blessings of God and get this gospel message out. And I want to thank you for all the help you've been to us. I know the Lord's going to bless you, and He promised He'd rebuke the devourer for your sake, since you've been faithful to support the work of God. And I love you, and enjoy these scriptures. God bless you. 3 John verse 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." Jesus said in John 10:10, He said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Genesis chapter 20, verse 17. "So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech, and his wife, and his maidservants, and they bare children." Numbers 12, verse 13. "And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee." 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. "Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee, and on the third day thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord." 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land." Psalm 2, verse 6. "Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am vexed. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed." Psalm 41, verse 4. "I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee." Isaiah 19, verse 22. For then shall cry unto the Lord because of the oppressors, and he shall send them a Savior and a great one, and he shall deliver them. Psalm 90, verse 10. The days of our years are 80 years, if by reason of strength they be 80 years. Yet is there strength in labor and sorrow, for it's soon cut off, and we fly away. Psalm 91, verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Psalm 103, verse 1 through verse 6. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all those within me bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, and crowneth thee loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord exalteth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Psalm 107, verse 17 through verse 22. Fools, because of their transgression and because their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhor all manner of meat, and they draw near the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them midst the heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought in him all sick people that had been taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were oppressed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we do esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 22. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Jeremiah 17, verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 18. The flesh also, in which even in the skin thereof, has a boil and is healed. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 21 and verse 22. And he went forth into the spring of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be any from thence any more death or barren land. Psalm 30, verse 2. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And he said, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Psalm 147, verse 3. He healeth the broken in heart, and bind up their wounds. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness rise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Psalm 42, verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 26. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall be added unto thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. So shall thy find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord of thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Verse 13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof of fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and her left hand is riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, and by understanding he has established the heavens. By the knowledge of depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou layest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lay down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18. There is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Proverbs 13, verse 17. A wicked messenger fall into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is healthy. Proverbs 16, 24. Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy real reward. Jeremiah 33, verse 6. Behold, I will bring a health and a cure, and I will cure them, and reveal unto them the abundance of the peace and truth. Luke chapter 9, verse 1. And Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Luke 7, verse 21. And in the same hour Jesus cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and to many that were blind he gave sight. Matthew 21, verse 14. And the blind and the lame came unto Jesus in the temple, and he healed them. Luke 22, verse 51. And Jesus answered, said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear, and he healed him. John chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus, finding him in the temple, said to him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 through verse 10. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 through verse 13. And when he'd given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we shall not be judged. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he, God, is faithful and just, forgive us our sins, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through verse 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which the first commandment hath promised, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through verse 6. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisies, having their conscience sear the hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it receive a thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and by prayer. If thou put the brother in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast obtained. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15 through verse 20. Know ye not that your bodies are the member of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have God? You're not of the own. You're not of your own, for you're bought the price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Revelation 21, verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall no more be death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Jesus said, as it is in heaven, so shall be on earth. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7 through verse 12. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be of all one mind, having compassion one another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you thereunto are called that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips they speak no guile. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Acts 27, verse 34. Wherefore I pray unto you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 10. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them which have obtained like precious faith with us through righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby and give us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. And besides this, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he is purged from his old sins. Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to making your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. James 5, verse 13, verse 16. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if commit any sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. John 14, verse 14. Jesus said, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 and verse 20. I've called heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and thou mayest obey him, and obey his voice, and thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swore thy fathers. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 through verse 9. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong, and be of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Job chapter 2, verse 7, chapter 3, verse 25, chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, and chapter 42, verse 10 and verse 17. So went Satan from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to his crown. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. Thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. So Job died, being old and full of years. Psalm 34, verse 9 through verse 20. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, you children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord upon the righteous, and his ears are open their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh to them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Psalm 105, verse 37, He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 and 26, And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18 through verse 22, Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thy house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. For if you shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command thee, to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave to him. John chapter 13, verse 34 and verse 35, Jesus said, A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. John 14, verse 12 and verse 13, Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 22 through verse 24, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say in this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Verse 25 and verse 26, Jesus said, And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father which is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. But if you not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through verse 11, Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there among you, if he have a son, ask bread, and give him a stone? Or if he ask fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 through verse 18, the scripture says, And when he was come down from the mountains, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leopard and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Verse 5, And when Jesus was in Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth home sick with palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth; to this, come, and cometh; and to another servant, do this, and he doeth him. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to him that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, many shall come from the east and from the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it be unto thee. And his servant was healed in that selfsame hour. Verse 14, And when Jesus was come to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lay sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. And when even was come, they brought unto him many that was possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits of his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which spoke by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 through verse 21, the Bible says, And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic and sorely vexed, and oftentimes he fall in the fire and off in the water. And I brought him thy disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and departed out of him, and the child was cured in that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart, and said, Why could not we cast him out? Jesus said to him, Because you are unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you'd say in this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 through verse 20. Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them, my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Luke chapter 13, verse 10 through verse 16. And Jesus was teaching one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her unto him, and said to her, Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus healed on the Sabbath day, and said to the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In then therefore come be healed not on the Sabbath. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, do not each one in Sabbath day loose his ox or ass to stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound low these 18 years, be healed from this bond on the Sabbath? Mark chapter 5, beginning in verse 25 through verse 34. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and suffered many things and many physicians, spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came to press behind, touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body she's healed the plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone out, turned about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? His disciples said to him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said to her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Behold thy plague. Mark chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. And Jesus went out from thence and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? What wisdom is this which is given to him, that even such mighty works were wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at Jesus. And Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. 15, verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and said to him, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter's grievously vexed the devil. And Jesus answered her not a word. His disciples came, besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast the dogs. She said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through verse 31. And Jesus departed from hence and came to the Sea of Galilee, and went up the mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came to him, having with them those who were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others. And they cast them down at Jesus' feet, insomuch the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Mark chapter 16, beginning in verse 15. Jesus said, Go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. They drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. John chapter 14, verse 14. Jesus said, You shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 16, verse 23, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. John chapter 20, verse 31, Jesus said, And that believing you might have life through his name. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through verse 11, about the name of Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being the form of God, thought it not robbery be equal to God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Romans chapter 10, verse 6 through verse 17. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh in this wise, Say not in the heart, Who shall ascend to heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him should not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that oppressed the devil, for God was with him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Jesus said this unto his disciples and talking to his believers. And when he called on them his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. John chapter 5, verse 2 through verse 14. Now there was at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then, first after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. And he said to the man, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered and said, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said to him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said to me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they, What man is this, which saying to thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards Jesus find him in the temple, saying to him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, That if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Gospel of John chapter 9, verse 1 through verse 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered and said, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him sent me, while as day, the night cometh, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, and made clay of the spittle, and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 16. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go in the temple, ask an alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him, which John said, Look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he that set for alms the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's Great Wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto these people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and just, and desired a murder be granted unto you, and hath killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Now verse 16. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts chapter 14, verse 7 through verse 10. And there they preached the gospel. And there sat a man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a crippled from his mother's womb, who had never walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfast in beholding, perceiving he had faith to be healed, said the loud voice, Stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and verse 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought in the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Psalm 147, verse 3, Amplified. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, curing their pains and their sorrow. Jeremiah 30, verse 17, Living Bible. I will give you back your health again and heal your wounds. Psalm 34, verse 18, Living Bible. The Lord is close to those whose hearts are breaking. He rescues those who are humble sorrow for their sins. Jeremiah 31, verse 13, Amplified. For I will turn their mourning to joy. I will comfort them. I will make them rejoice after their sorrow. Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 2, Living Bible. Your teeth are white as sheep's wools, nearly shone and washed, perfectly matched, without one missing. Isaiah 40, verse 29 and verse 31, the Living Bible. He gives power to the tired and worn out, and strength to the weak. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. And when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Matthew 14, verse 13 and verse 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed from hence by ship and came to a desert place apart. And when the people had heard of it, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them and healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verse 34 and verse 36. And when they were gone over, they came to Lake of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out to all the country round about and brought in him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, for as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew 15, verse 29 through verse 31. And Jesus departed from hence and came to the Sea of Galilee, and went up the mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came to him, having with them those who were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, many others, and they cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through verse 20. And there they came over the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes, and when Jesus was out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he'd been often bound with feathers and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the feathers broken to pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God, thou torment me not. For he said to him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he answered him, said, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And besought him much, that he would not send them away from that country. Now there was there nigh in the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us the swine, that we may enter them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place in the sea, and there were about 2,000 of them, and they were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told in the city and the country, and they went out to see what had been done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed the devil, and had the legion setting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed the devil, and all concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when Jesus was come in the ship, he that had been possessed the devil prayed him that he might go with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Luke chapter 4, verse 16 through verse 21. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. For there was delivered him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the places written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to captive, to recover his sight to blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all them in the synagogue were fastened upon him. And Jesus began to say to them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Luke chapter 4, verse 33 through verse 36, verse 40 and verse 41. And in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean devil, and he cried with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown in the midst, he came out of him and heard him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick of divers diseases brought them to Jesus. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And the devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast our profession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful to promise. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense and reward, for ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise of God. Verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul have no pleasure in him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and verse 5. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this the victory overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 2 and verse 11. For the law of the Spirit and life in Christ Jesus has made me free from law, sin, and death. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead also shall quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Job chapter 10, verse 11 and 12, amplify it. You have clothed me with skin and flesh. You have knitted me together with bones and sinews. You have granted me life and favor. Your providence has preserved my spirit. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22, amplify it. For they are life to those that find them, and healing and health to all their flesh. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, the Living Bible. But the Lord is faithful. He will make you strong and guard you from satanic attacks of every kind. Psalm chapter 9, verse 9, Living Bible. All who are pressed may come to the Lord. He is a refuge for them in their times of trouble. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, Amplify. Roll your works upon the Lord. Commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will. So shall your plans be established and succeed. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, the Living Bible. Commit your work to the Lord, then it will succeed. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17, the Living Bible. God gave these four youths great ability to learn, and they could soon master all the literature and the science of the time. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A happy heart is a good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Psalm chapter 3, verse 5, amplified. I lay down and sleep. I wake again, for the Lord sustains me. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 and 26, the amplified. You shall serve the Lord your God. None shall lose her young by miscarriages or be barren in your land. Psalm chapter 113, verse 9. He gives children to the childless wife so that she becomes a happy mother. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14, amplified. Is anything too hard or too wonderful for the Lord? Psalm chapter 3, verse 5, Living Bible. Then I lay down and sleep in peace and wake up safe, for the Lord is watching over me. Luke chapter 4, verse 38 and 39, the Living Bible. Jesus found Simon's mother-in-law very sick with a high fever. Standing at her bedside, he spoke the fever, rebuking it, and immediately her temperature returned to normal, and she got up. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 3, amplified. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, amplified. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weakness, distresses, and carried our sorrows and pain of punishment. Yet we were ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, afflicted by God, as if he had leprosy. Psalm 31, verse 24, Living Bible. So cheer up, take courage if you're depending on the Lord. Psalm 73, verse 26, a Living Bible. God remains, he is the strength of my heart. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through verse 23, the Living Bible. Listen, son of mine, to what I have to say. Listen carefully. Keep those thoughts ever in mind. Let them permeate deep in your heart, for they will mean real life to you and radiate health. Above all, guard your affections, for they influence everything else in your life. Psalm 103, verse 3, the Amplified, who forgives every one of our iniquities, who heals each of all our diseases. Isaiah 32, verse 3 and 4, Amplified. Then the eyes of those who see will not be closed or dim, and the ears of those hear will listen, and the mind of the rash shall understand knowledge and have good judgment, and the tongue of the stammerers will speak rapidly and plainly. Psalm 42, verse 11, Living Bible. But, O my soul, don't be discouraged. Don't be upset. Expect God to act, for I know that I shall again have plenty of reason to praise God for all that He's doing for me. He is my help. He is my God. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9, Amplified. He will guard the feet of the godly ones. James chapter 5, verse 14 through verse 16, New International Version. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Jeremiah 17, verse 14, New International Version. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the just one. Jeremiah 30, verse 17, New International Version. But I'll restore your health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. By his wounds you've been healed. Psalm chapter 103, New International Version, verse 1 through verse 6. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my innermost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems my life from the pit and crowns me with love and compassion. He satisfies my desires with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteous and justice for all the oppressed. Psalm 107, verse 17 through verse 22. Some become fools through rebellious ways and suffer affliction because of their iniquities. They load all food and draw near the gates of death. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them from their distresses. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and wonderful deeds for men. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through verse 22, New International Version. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those that find them and health to a man's whole body. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 through verse 24, New International Version. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all those that were ill of various diseases and who suffered pain and were demon-possessed, and he healed them. 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul and leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder and the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample on her feet. Because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, the Living Bible. And you no doubt know that Jesus of Nazareth was anointed by God with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went around doing good and healing all who were possessed by demons, for God was with him. Acts chapter 14, verse 7 through verse 10, the Living Bible. And preaching the good news there, while they were at Lystra, there came upon a man with crippled feet who had been that way from birth. So he had never walked. He listened as Paul preached, and Paul noticed him and realized he had faith to be healed. So Paul called him, "Stand up!" And the man leaped to his feet and started walking. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and verse 12, the Living Bible. And God gave Paul the power to do unusual miracles, so that even from his handkerchiefs or part of his clothing were placed upon sick people, and they were healed, and any demons within them came out. Acts chapter 4, verse 29 and 30, Living Bible. And now, O Lord, hear their threats, and grant to thy servants great boldness in their preaching, and send your healing power, and your miracles and your wonders be done by the name of your holy servant Jesus. Acts chapter 5, verse 15 and 16, the Living Bible. Sick people were brought out into the streets on beds and mats, so that at least Peter's shadow would fall across some of them as he went by. And crowds came in from Jerusalem suburbs, bringing their sick folk and those possessed by demons, and every one of them was healed. Acts chapter 8, verse 5 through verse 8, the Living Bible. Philip, for instance, went to the city of Samaria and told the people there about Christ. Crowds listened intently to what he had to say because of the miracles he did. Many evil spirits were cast out, screaming as they left their victims, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in the city. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return me void. It shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. Matthew chapter 8, verse 2 and 3. Behold, there came a leper unto him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. Matthew chapter 15, verse 30 and verse 31. And great multitudes came to them, having with them those who were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, many others, and they cast them down at Jesus' feet and healed them. Insomuch the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Now again, 1 Peter 2:24 says this, Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unrighteous, by whose stripes you were healed. And Galatians 3:13, 14, and verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if you be Christ, then he Abraham's seed and heirs according to this promise. These last few verses of scriptures that we've read, I quote every day. And I want to encourage you to quote these verses of scripture and memorize them. When Galatians 3:13 says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of law, I say it this way, Christ has redeemed Jesse from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might be on Jesse. And I begin to put it in a personal pronoun. I apply the word to myself. When the scripture says in 3 John verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers, I say it this way, Jesse, this is God speaking to me, and he's speaking to you too. You put your name there and begin to quote these scriptures every day. If you've got an affliction or sickness in your life, begin to thank God that Christ has redeemed the curse of the law, and by his stripes I'm healed. Just say, Satan, oh no you don't, I'm redeeming the curse of the law. And in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15 through verse 68, list the curses of the law, and sickness, and plagues, and curses, and poverty and lack are beneath the curse. But the good news is Christ has redeemed the curse of the law. So if sickness would try to attack your body, resist it. We read there today that the Bible said, draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh you. Resist the devil and he will flee. You say, Brother Rich, how do you resist the devil? By speaking the word of God to him in Jesus' name. You have power and authority today through Christ Jesus. So take these scriptures, apply them to your life, meditate upon the promise every day. Say that I am what God's word says I am. I can do what God's word says I can do. I have what God's word says I have. And every day claim God's word. God's word is medicine to your flesh. So take your medicine every day. Quote the scriptures every day. And if you're attacked and you're going through a personal problem physically or emotionally, just resist it. Keep saying, oh no, in Jesus' name I refuse to have this. Satan, you can't put this on me. I'm walking in love and love never fails. And by his stripes I'm healed and Christ has redeemed the cursed law. And keep thanking God and praising God that you're healthy, that you're whole. And remember this, that God wishes above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Heavenly Father, I pray for my dear friend and partner. I thank you, Lord, for encouraging them. I thank you they'll listen to this tape many times, Lord, because I know and you know what the Word will do in their life. Because your Word will come forth as a seed when it's planted, and it will grow up as a great tree and harvest great fruits in their life. I thank you, Lord, for restoring their health. I thank you, Lord, for renewing their youth like the eagles. And I thank you, Lord, they'll go forth and do exploits in your name. Because you promised in your Word that you desire they walk in health, they be prosperous, and that they live a long life. And Lord, I thank you for their commitment to the gospel. I thank you, Lord, they're helping us get this message of faith out so other people and other lives can be blessed also. And Father, I thank you for restoring their health and causing many miracles in their life and do signs and wonders in their life and use them every day in Jesus' name. Amen.